Coming up later in the program, you'll hear WISO's Bill Felker tell us that we're in the transition week to middle spring. But Old Man Winter doesn't seem to want to let go. Current weather aside, it is the time of year when homeowners think about landscaping and lawn maintenance, and some of them may plant new trees. Dayton Power and Light has a few things they're asking residents to keep in mind when planting trees. Holly Wiggins is the Director of Community and Corporate Social Responsibility at DP&L. We talked to her about the company's Right Tree, Right Place program and this year's recipients of the annual grant funding that DP&L provides area communities.
We had a competitive grant opportunity. We requested all the communities in our service territory who are Tree City USA cities, which is a designation by the Arbor Day Foundation, to submit for a grant which the purpose is to beautify some public spaces, be it their city center, their parks, another open space, someplace where they've lost trees due to the emerald ash borer. Doing things and the purpose is to plant some more trees, to spread the information about the right tree, right place, to install those utility-friendly trees anywhere where there are overhead lines, and they can also use those funds for other beautification such as hardscapes or paths and things like that. So after that competitive bid process, call out for those, we did a selection process and we selected three communities for those grants. Each of the grants was $25,000, and the Village of Coldwater, the City of Marysville, and the City of Miamisburg were all selected for grants.
Give me some of the reasons that those were selected.
It was a difficult choice, but those communities had grant requests. It was a large number of trees that they were planting. It was a replacement of trees that were lost, increasing their tree canopy. And it was the places that they were putting them, someplace public where their residents could all enjoy the results of these grants.
I understand Coldwater will be using the grant funds for a tree raffle. Explain a little bit about that, and let's hear what the other communities plan to do with the funds.
Oh, that was a really fun idea from them. They have recently created a 100-year tree plan with the help of ODNR, and part of that plan is that they are planting trees for the residents in their front yards. And so we are sponsoring this tree raffle that they're doing. So it'll be annual tree raffle, giving away to residents, and they'll be able to plant. And the help is that their arborist will be helping those residents decide what kind of tree is best for their front yard. So that's a really great way to share those funds and to make the entire city just a better place for everyone. The City of Marysville is planting some trees into the entryways into their city center. So their uptown Marysville area just has lost a lot of trees, so they're bringing that and trying to make it a little more luscious like it was earlier in the century. And then for the City of Miamisburg, something similar. They've got some parks and some roadways in the north and south entrance into their city center that will be getting some trees. So some of their parks and roadways coming along into Miamisburg will be greener and just a prettier entryway.
Once other communities hear about the tree raffle, I think you'll probably may end up with more applicants in coming years.
I sure hope so. We hope that all of our Tree City USA cities sit back and think about what they can do with it and how they can make some projects happen that might not otherwise happen and make their communities a better place to live, work, and play.
This grant program really is a tremendous asset for some of these communities who perhaps have smaller budgets or are trying to meet the other needs of their communities.
Absolutely. And that was one of the considerations was, are we being impactful in that community? Is this a community that is not going to be able to do this project short of getting this grant? We wanted projects that would be impactful, projects that may not take place without some extra funding. And I believe all of those communities fall into that arena, and we've done that in the past. In fact, I know our first year of these grants, it was a community that had been trying for years to get some money in the budget to plant trees. So we knew we were moving them forward.
How else have you seen the benefits of this program through past recipients?
So this is our third year of giving grants, and part of the messaging that we wanted to get across and is something that's very easy for these communities to say, oh, yes, we will help spread this, is that whole idea in the title, Right Tree, Right Place. We want people to remember that when they go out this summer, this spring, this fall to plant trees, look up and say, hey, is there a power line somewhere? Look down and see if there's a box someplace close by, and stop and think about, what am I planting near there? Am I blocking it? Is there potential when there's a storm and a branch falls or the tree itself falls? Is it going to fall into a line? So just because you didn't plant that 40-foot tree right next to the line, if you've planted it within 40 feet of that power line, when it's mature, it's got the potential to do damage and take you and your neighbors out. And depending on the storm and the severity, you could be out for hours or days. And that's what we're trying to teach people, is that it's possible for nature and our utilities to coexist happily and to help keep these incidents from happening, because we don't want people to be out when it's cold or rainy.
Since you mentioned safety concerns, it's not only residents that could be threatened by these situations. You also have workers that need to go out and try to mitigate the situations and try to clear whatever trees or limbs that could cause potential damage.
Absolutely. Very perceptive of you, Jerry. It is definitely a dangerous situation, especially when there's wind and rain and lightning, to have those guys out there trying to fix power lines, trying to pull trees and limbs off. People don't realize that if there's a live wire down and the ground is wet and you step into a puddle where that electricity's flowing, you may very well be electrocuted, and it's just not your first instinct. Your first instinct is to go out and see what happened and to go out and look at the car or the corner of the house or whatever. And those tree limbs on those power lines, it can create a very dangerous situation for everybody involved, and we do want to avoid that.
I'm interested in who supplies the trees. Where do they come from?
Many of those communities have, especially since they're Tree City USA cities, they have a tree council or some arborist or forester working for those communities. So those folks will be the ones going out and saying, yes, this is the right kind of tree for here. And they will often use their own labor that's out trimming trees or fixing things in their community anyway, that'll be digging the holes. So typically they have a local nursery that they have an agreement with to buy those. We have done some plantings in the past of the cherry trees, which we were working with Operation 1000 Cherry Tree Project, and they were working with a local nursery to get those trees in place.
As you mentioned, this is your third year for this program. Is this something that you hope to grow?
Yes, we hope to continue this program. We think it's a really great way to get the messaging out. It's a great way to partner with our local communities and to show them that we want to be partners with them and be a part of the solution and part of maintaining the green space around us and the beauty of the nature around us.
Holly, can you quantify the impact of this program to date?
To date, we've given out $275,000 in grants to communities. We've also helped to plant, when the rest of these trees with this last round of grants are planted, over 1,200 trees. So that's a pretty good impact in the Dayton region.
Holly Wiggins with Dayton Power and Light, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got links to DPNL's Right Tree, Right Place program on our website at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is Why So Weak.